You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Hello and welcome. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control. This is an evolving news story that we've been following closely on Money Control. As we've spoken about before, the main players in this story, ICICI Bank, its MD and CEO, Ms. Chanda Kochar, her husband, Deepak Kochar, some of the Kochar's relatives, Venugopal Dhoot, the Videocon Group, and now the CBI.
The latest developments in the ICICI Videocon story. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Back in 2011, Chanda Kochar gave an interview to Fortune, where she pledged to make ICICI one of the top 20 banks in the world within 10 years, which was an incredible ambition which would have required multiplying its $90 billion in assets about 15-fold. But ICICI shareholders were assured then that Kochar will attack the goal with her trademark blend of cool and grit. And it is this very cool and grit of one of the most influential women in the world that have come to be tested in the past few days. The Indian Express on the 29th of March broke a story alleging quid pro quo dealings between the issuance of loans of up to 3,250 crore rupees to the Venugopal Dhoot-led company Videocon Group and Ms. Chanda Kochar's husband Deepak Kochar's company New Power Renewables. The latest developments in this story include several ICICI Bank officials in the Videocon loan case being questioned by the CBI. And the CBI is about to examine Ms. Chanda Kochar herself over the sanction of this loan, a large portion of which has now become a non-performing asset.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The CBI has registered a preliminary inquiry into the alleged nexus between ICICI Bank MD and CEO Chanda Kochar's husband Deepak Kochar and Videocon Group Chairman Venugopal Dhoot. Sources have said that the PE, that is the preliminary inquiry, will seek to ascertain veracity or the truthfulness of the allegations that Dhoot provided crores of rupees to a firm promoted by Deepak Kochar and two relatives 6 months after Videocon Group got 3,250 crores as loan from ICICI Bank in 2012. The amount was part of the 40,000 crore loan that Videocon Group secured from a consortium of 20 banks led by the State Bank of India. Venugopal Dhoot is alleged to have given 64 crore rupees in 2010 through a fully owned entity to New Power Renewables, which he had set up with Deepak Kochar and two of Deepak Kochar's relatives. It is alleged that he transferred proprietorship of the company to a trust owned by Mr. Deepak Kochar for 9 lakh rupees 6 months after he received the loan from ICICI Bank. This is the crux of the quid pro quo allegations that have been made. Sources have also gone on to say that unlike her spouse and Dhoot, Chanda Kochar's name was not mentioned in the preliminary inquiry, which was registered a month ago on the basis of information received. But the preliminary inquiry does go on to say, quote-unquote, unknown bank officials, which may or may not include Ms. Chanda Kochar.
The latest developments in the ICICI Videocon story. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Now, what does the preliminary inquiry entail? It is the first step to investigate an alleged act of corruption or fraud. As part of this procedure, the Bureau goes on to collect material to determine if there is any criminality requiring the registration of a first information report. If investigators conclude that there is not enough basis to register a regular case, the preliminary inquiry is closed after approval from the CBI director. The agency can file a PE on the basis of a complaint, on the directions of central or state governments or courts, and also on its Source Information Report or SIR. As part of the procedure of the PE, Deepak Kochar, Dhoot, along with these quote-unquote unknown bank officials of ICICI, will be called in for examination soon. The CBI is about to examine Ms. Chanda Kochar as well, but the Bureau has insisted that it is not an interrogation, but that Ms. Kochar will only be examined to understand the loan procedure, along with probing the benefits her husband allegedly drew out of the transaction. According to sources, after studying the confiscated documents, CBI has reason to believe that the approval for the loan came from the top and many rules were flouted. A name that we have to mention here is Arvind Gupta, an ICICI Bank shareholder who is now being regarded as the whistleblower who brought this matter to light through a letter seeking, quote-unquote, appropriate investigation into illicit banking and commercial relationship between Videocon Group of Venugopal Dhoot and ICICI Bank's MD and CEO Chanda Kochar's family-owned New Power Renewable Group, steered by her husband, Mr. Deepak Kochar. unquote. This letter, dated the 15th of March 2016, was addressed to the Prime Minister, Finance Minister and then RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan and various other investigative agencies alleging Kochar of, quote, amassing wrongful personal gains, deceiving stakeholders, shareholders, public and private sector banks and Indian regulatory agencies.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
On our previous podcast on the matter, I have detailed the timeline of the allegations, which I urge that you go and listen to. But here, let's take a look at who Deepak Kochar, the husband of Chanda Kochar, is. Ms. Chanda Kochar, a native of Rajasthan, came to Mumbai and graduated from Jai Hind College in 1982. After studying cost accountancy for a brief period, Kochar completed her master's degree in management from the Mumbai-based Jamnalal Bajaj Institute of Management Studies. And it was here that she met Deepak, first her batchmate, whom she went on to marry soon after. Deepak Virendra Kochar is the co-founder and CEO of New Power Renewables, which was set up in 2008 December. Around the same time, Ms. Kochar was the CFO and joint MD at ICICI Bank, being groomed to lead the company soon after. New Power was originally a 50-50 joint venture between Venugopal Dhoot of Videocon Group, as well as the Kochar and Advani families, the Advani family being Chanda Kochar's brother, Mahesh Advani. Before co-founding New Power, a company which has 700 megawatts of renewable energy assets operating in Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, Deepak Kochar was a financial services entrepreneur. He has been a director of New Power since the 24th of December 2008. The other original directors were Venugopal Dhoot and Saurabh Dhoot.
The latest developments in the ICICI Videocon story. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
At the heart of these investigations is also the relationship between Mr. Dhoot and Mr. Kochar, especially in the light of the bank's massive loan to the sinking company. A little explainer on Videocon's financial difficulties in just a little bit, but suffice to say that Videocon has had in recent years cash flow problems. What aroused the whistleblower Arvind Gupta's suspicions was a flow of foreign funds to New Power Renewables. ICICI Bank lent close to 4,000 crore rupees to the Videocon Group between 2010 and 2012, and DH Renewables pumped as much as 325 crores and 66 crores into New Power. ICICI Bank lent 3,250 crore rupees to five Videocon companies in April 2012 and quickly followed it by another loan of 660 crores to a shell company on the Cayman Islands. ICICI has of course denied a quid pro quo. The bank's board has of course stood by the CEO, insisting that the forensic audit isn't necessary for every loan and that Kochar never headed the credit committee that sanctioned 3,250 crores to Videocon. Both Kochar and Dhoot have also denied any wrongdoing. But there are some questions that remain unanswered. Number one, what was Videocon's credit score when the bank approved the loan? Number two, what was Videocon's loan guarantee to ICICI Bank? Number three, did Chanda Kochar, as the CEO and MD of the company, declare her husband's financial transactions with Venugopal Dhoot before deciding upon giving the Videocon Group the loan? And number four, why was a loan given to a firm in the tax haven of Cayman Islands? These are some of the questions that have gone unanswered. But it is prudent to begin our examination by exploring the relationship historically between Videocon Group and ICICI. Even before the Videocon Group applied for the consortium loan in 2012, the Videocon Group had been limping financially. And that is one of the reasons that the internal credit rating in ICICI Bank for the Videocon Group never went higher than BBB, goes on to write Hemindra Hazari on a piece for The Wire. Therefore, there was no urgency to have participated in the consortium which lent funds to the group and to have taken a rupee exposure of 3,250 crore rupees apart from an undisclosed exposure on foreign exchange loans to the group. For ICICI Bank, the Videocon 2012 consortium rupee loan was significant because the 3,250 crores that was lent was actually 5.6% of its standalone net worth in the financial year of 2012 and hence required the full support of the CEO, goes on to say Hemindra Hazari.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
ICICI Bank's chairman M.K. Sharma, in his statement defending Ms. Kochar's presence on the credit committee which evaluated this 2012 Videocon loan, went on to say, and I quote, "Ms. Chanda Kochar was part of the credit committee which sanctioned loans to the Videocon group, and the board did not see this as a conflict of interest in any manner, as the Videocon group was not the investor in New Power Renewables, and the board also saw nothing wrong with that, and she's been making all the disclosures in accordance with regulations under the Companies Act and the Banking Act." Unquote. Whether or not Ms. Chanda Kochar specifically disclosed to ICICI that her husband had a business relationship with the Dhoots remains unclear. We do not know, as of now, if such a specific disclosure was provided to the ICICI Bank. That naturally begs the question, was Ms. Chanda Kochar required to disclose this piece of information? The answer to that would be yes, as part of good corporate governance. It dictates that Chanda Kochar, as joint MD and later as the CEO, should have disclosed that her husband had this relationship with the Dhoots and therefore should have recused herself from the credit committee which sanctioned the Videocon loan, according to some observers and experts in the banking world.
The latest developments in the ICICI Videocon story. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Ms. Kochar's situation gets a little more complicated for her because Videocon has now been classified as a non-performing asset by all the banks in 2017. And now there is awareness that ICICI Bank may have been lending to a high-risk group accompanied by inadequate disclosure of personal interest of the CEO. Now, things like these might erode public confidence in a bank, as public confidence in any bank is based on the foundation of trust. The question that might be raised is, well, it was not the leader in the consortium and it did not even lend as much as the other big government banks did. Fair enough, that is a true point. But ICICI Bank was trading at a premium on a price-to-book value ratio. Like I said, in 2012, 3,250 crore rupees was 5.6% of its standalone net worth, and hence did require the full support of the CEO. Amidst this ongoing story, ICICI Bank stocks have already taken a plunge of as much as 6% intraday today on the 2nd of April as I'm talking to you. How this saga unfolds? Will anyone come unstuck from this saga? And is there any way anyone involved in this saga can escape the stench? Remains to be seen as the story unfolds. There is no denying that Ms. Chanda Kochar deserves huge credit in shaping the retail banking sector in India. As a successor to India's banking mogul K.V. Kamath, Chanda Kochar tipped the likes of many other extraordinary candidates to take on the mantle of ICICI Bank. Currently, ICICI Bank is the largest private bank in India and also among the two big-to-fail lenders, as per the Reserve Bank of India. To lead an institution like this from being a management trainee at the time of joining in 1984 puts much to her credit on bringing where the bank stands today. But in all these years of a glorious career, this may well be the harshest test Ms. Chanda Kochar has ever had to face. Thank you for joining us on this follow-up podcast on the ICICI story that's unfolding as we speak. Until the next time, this is me, Rakesh, saying goodbye, and thank you for joining us on Money Control.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.